Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir today. Government hikes minimum support price for 14 kharif crops including paddy and cotton. Also approves new terminal and extension of runway at Varanasi Airport. Government cancels UGC NET exam 2024 over integrity concerns. Also orders CBI probe. 26 killed and more than 70 hospitalized after consuming illicit liquor in Kallakurichi district of Tamil Nadu. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to arrive in Colombo today on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to take on Afghanistan in Super 8 clash at Bridgetown and Barbados this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting today. He will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects valued at more than 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will participate in the Empowering Youth Transforming J&K event in Srinagar today. The Prime Minister will also distribute appointment letters to more than 2,000 individuals appointed to the government service. He will also launch the Competitiveness Improvement in Agriculture and Allied Sectors project worth 1,800 crore rupees. Tomorrow, PM Modi will lead the 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in Srinagar by participating in a yoga session and addressing the gathering. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vardhavan port in Maharashtra and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has taken five major decisions in the cabinet meeting. He said the cabinet approved the minimum support prices MSP for kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25 on 14 crops. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oil seeds will benefit the farmers.
Aaj ke faisle se किसानों के पास करीब करीब 2,00,000 करोड़ रुपए एमएसपी के एवज में जाएंगे किसानों के खातों में. दिस इज 35,000 करोड़ रुपीज मोर देन दी प्रीवियस सीजन. 2,00,000 करोड़ रुपीज विल बी दी टोटल फाइनेंशियल इम्प्लीकेशन ऑफ दी एमएसपी एंड दिस इज गोइंग टू बी अ वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इम्प्रूवमेंट इन फार्मर्स इनकम.
The minister said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vardhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will be developed in two phases, and it will have the capacity of 23 million TEU. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years.
आगामी समय में इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी, इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ के लिए बहुत बड़ा माइलस्टोन है. इसमें 9 कंटेनर टर्मिनल्स रहेंगे, 4 मल्टीपर्पज बर्थ रहेंगी, 4 लिक्विड कार्गो बर्थ रहेगी, यानी पेट्रोलियम इंपोर्ट हो गए, ऑयल इंपोर्ट हो गया, इन सब के लिए. इट विल बी कंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द जॉइंट वेंचर ऑफ जवाहरलाल नेहरू पोर्ट अथॉरिटी एंड महाराष्ट्र मैरिटाइम बोर्ड. इसका कंप्लीट कंस्ट्रक्शन 2 फेजेज में होगा. फेज 1 जो 2029 तक कंप्लीट होने का प्लान है.
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government is continuously working to increase the renewable energy capacity in the country, and in this direction, the government has decided to develop the first offshore wind terminals. He said two projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, having 500 megawatt capacities each. The minister also informed that the cabinet has approved the development of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, at a cost of 2,869 crore rupees. He said the airport will be developed as a green airport, ensuring environmental sustainability. Talking about another decision, Mr. Vaishnaw said the cabinet approved the National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme, under which off-campus of the National Forensic Science University and Central Forensic Science Laboratories will be established across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the cabinet decisions. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the government is continuously taking steps for the welfare of farmers. Mr. Modi said the government is committed to expanding connectivity across the country. He said development of Varanasi Airport will make the lives of people easier and provide convenience to the pilgrims visiting Kashi. The Prime Minister further said cabinet decisions to approve offshore wind projects off the coasts of Gujarat and Tamil Nadu will enhance country renewable energy capacity, reduce CO2 emissions and create numerous jobs. Mr. Modi said decision on developing a major port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra will boost the economic progress and also create employment opportunities at a large scale. UGC NET June 2024 examination has been cancelled by the government. A fresh examination will be conducted later, for which the information will be shared separately. The examination has been cancelled after the inputs from Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre indicated that the integrity of the examination may have been compromised. The matter is being handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation for thorough investigation in the matter. The National Testing Agency, NTA, conducted the UGC NET June 2024 examination on Tuesday in two shifts across different cities of the country. Yesterday, the University Grants Commission, UGC, received certain inputs from National Cybercrime Threat Analytics Unit of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre under the Ministry of Home Affairs on the examination. In Tamil Nadu, 26 people died and more than 70 are undergoing treatment at various hospitals following a huge tragedy in Kallakurichi yesterday. Those who fell ill after consuming spurious liquor have been hospitalized at various hospitals in Kallakurichi, Salem and Jipmer in Puducherry. District Collector of Kallakurichi, where the incident happened, has been transferred and 10 other officials, including the DSP, have been suspended. The bootlegger has been arrested and 200 liters of illicit liquor has been seized from him and sent for examination. Most of the affected people who consumed the illicit liquor had complained of giddiness, stomach pain and irritation in the eyes. Speaking to media at Kallakurichi last night, Tamil Nadu Health Minister M. Subramaniam said that the deaths occurred because of high methanol content in the liquor. He said a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the tragedy. The minister said the government would take strong action against those involved in such criminal activity. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the morning news. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will reach Colombo today as part of his official visit to Sri Lanka. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will have meetings with the leadership of Sri Lanka on wide-ranging issues of bilateral partnership. This will be External Affairs Minister's first bilateral visit after the formation of new government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. We have more from our correspondent.
Today's visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is being seen to further strengthen the Neighbourhood First policy as India looks to continue its commitment towards Sri Lanka in many spheres. The minister will hold meetings with Sri Lanka's President Ranil Wickremesinghe and Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardena. Dr. Jaishankar's visit is likely to add momentum to connectivity projects that exist between the two countries, apart from the mutually beneficial cooperation across sectors. Earlier this month, Mr. Wickremesinghe had travelled to India for the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Council of Ministers. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Muin Faruqi from Colombo.
The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is underway in Mumbai. MIFF began on the 15th of June and will culminate on 21st of June. We have more from our correspondent.
At the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, various acclaimed films including Not Selected, The Silent Curse, Shera, Konal Kalsi, Where Time Stands Still, In and Out, The Sea and the Seven Villages, and The Last Meal are going to be screened today. Satyajit Rai's Piku will also be screened under the Curated Classics category. A masterclass on editing, shaping characters has been organized in the morning sessions. A panel discussion titles From Script to Screen, Challenges and Triumphs of International Co-Production has also been scheduled today. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
On the occasion of President Draupadi Murmu's birthday today, Akashwani will broadcast a recording of her exclusive interview by former Union Minister Smriti Zubain Irani. The broadcast can be heard at 8:45 a.m. on Akashwani Gold and the entire national network of Akashwani. You can also listen to this interview on our YouTube channel as well as on other social media channels of Akashwani. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall over northeast regions during the next 4 days. We have more from our correspondent.
IMD said light to moderate rainfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 4 days. The same conditions are also expected over West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 5 days. The weather agency also said that heavy rainfall is very likely in Jharkhand today and tomorrow and in Bihar till 23rd June. Meanwhile, as per IMD, heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are very likely in some parts of eastern Uttar Pradesh today and in west Uttar Pradesh till Sunday. Heat wave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till 23rd June. Rais Sundan Rihan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And on to sports. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated USA by 18 runs last night. We have more from our correspondent.
The Super 8 stage of this year's ICC T20 World Cup cricket kicked off with an electrifying match at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. South Africa secured an impressive 18 runs victory against the spirited newcomers USA in Group 2. Batting first, South Africa put up a formidable total of 194 for 4 in 20 overs. Quinton de Kock, with a spectacular 74 of 40 balls, earned the well-deserved Player of Match award. In response, the USA fought valiantly but ultimately fell short, finishing at 176 for 6 in their 20 overs. The inaugural champions, India, is all set to face Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados this evening. The men in blue, who topped Group A, will be aiming to maintain their dominant form. Akashwani will broadcast the live commentary of the India vs. Afghanistan match with Neelam Kaushik, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
England is currently taking on the host West Indies at the Dharamsami National Cricket Stadium in St. Lucia. West Indies have posted a target of 181 runs before the visitors. England were 58 for no loss in 6 overs a short while ago. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bowl. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Queen's Club Championships in London last night. The top-seeded Indo-Australian duo triumphed over the Australian pair of Alexander Erler and Lucas Medler in straight sets 6-4, 6-4 in the pre-quarterfinals. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Nishit. Modi 3.0 bonanza for farmers as government raises MSP for Kharif marketing season and first cabinet meeting headlines the Pioneer. Nalanda's revival will usher in India's golden age, says PM Modi after inaugurating the university campus in Bihar, according to the Statesman. As NEET reaches short table, UGC NET cancelled, hitting 9 lakh students, is the cover page story in the Indian Express. Won't let China sway Dalai Lama's successor choice, say US lawmakers, is the top story in the Tribune. Over 7,000 people to join PM Modi at Yog Day function in Srinagar tomorrow, according to the Asian Age. F&O transactions may attract higher rate tax rate, says the Financial Express. Russia, North Korea signed defense pact, vowed to assist each other if attacked, says a report in the Hindu. And finally, Delhi's hottest night in 55 years is a summer without respite, according to Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we close, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir today. Government hikes minimum support price for 14 kharif crops, including paddy and cotton. Also approves new terminal and extension of runway at Varanasi Airport. Government cancels UGC NET exam 2024 over integrity concerns. Also orders CBI probe. 26 killed and more than 70 hospitalized after consuming illicit liquor in Kalakuriche district of Tamil Nadu. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to arrive in Colombo today on a day-long visit to Sri Lanka. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India to take on Afghanistan in Super 8 clash at Bridgetown in Barbados this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.